إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, yesterday we have been talking since the last couple of days about the issue of the ikhlas of the kalima, and I mentioned yesterday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can harm or who can benefit. لا نافع ولا ضار إلا الله. And I also mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cause harm arbitrarily. He does not cause harm because he likes to cause harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, the ayat which all of us know, that he does not change the good condition of a people until they change it themselves. Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change it themselves by their own sins and by their own disobedience, which attracts the anger of Allah.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم.
Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they destroy it for themselves, until they change the condition themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned that all kinds of trials and tribulations and musiba and all kinds of difficulties come only by the idhn and only by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَسَابَتُمْ مِنْ مُسِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the musibah does not come except with the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not in the hands of anybody, of any person, of any country, of any nation, of any people, to cause any harm to us or to anybody else, except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we find that we Muslims are in difficulties, either individually or collectively in different parts of the world, or collectively as a nation globally, which is what we seem to be facing, we have to ask ourselves two very important questions. Number one question is, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who we worship? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who we accept as our Rabb giving permission to those who do not accept Him as their Rabb to oppress us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah Al-Isra with respect to the Bani Israel, who were the Muslims of the time, that He permitted twice, not once, two times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted His slaves to conquer the Muslims, the Bani Israel, to enter Jerusalem and to enter the innermost precincts of the masjid. Who were these slaves who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted? One was Nebuchadnezzar and the other one was Titus, the Roman emperor, both of whom were not Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted them to enter Jerusalem and to enter the innermost precincts of the masjid and to create a kind of slaughter that is legendary, which till today we speak about in terms of the merciless killing that was done by these two armies. Titus completely leveled the masjid of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Completely leveled, burnt it down, completely leveled it. What the Jews today call the Temple of Solomon. It is not a temple, it was a masjid of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Completely leveled it. Why? Question is why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, nothing happens without the idhn and hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why did it happen? Similarly, if we look today at what is happening all around the world to the Muslims in different places, same question we have to ask. Why is it that this is happening? We are now living in a time in India where a lot of Muslims today are living in a state of apprehension. What will happen if BJP comes to power? What will happen if Narendra Modi comes to power? Nothing will happen unless you want it to happen. Nothing will happen unless you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it happen. Please understand very clearly, nothing will happen. Narendra Modi cannot bend, forget about breaking, he cannot even bend a single hair on the hand of my head. He cannot even bend a single hair on my hand or my head without the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that hukum depends on me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, has given each one of you that permission to say, tell me what you want, I will do it. But tell him how. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas liyuziqahum ba'da alladhi amilu la'allahum yarju. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the fasad, the musiba, the trials and tribulations, the difficulties, the calamities which are spread on the surface of the seas and on the surface of the land are a result of the a'mal, are a result of the actions that emanate from the hands of people. And these masaib and these difficulties are sent so that you are given a taste. A taste, not the full result, a taste of these deeds, a taste of the punishment that these deeds attract, so that you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the actual punishment for those deeds which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far, far higher, far more. May Allah protect us from this, inshallah. And out of these deeds, believe me, the deeds of the Muslims are the ones which cause the maximum trouble. Because we accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more angered by the ill deeds, by the sins, by the oppression, by the disobedience of the Muslims, than he is angered by the disobedience of the kuffar. Why? Because they are what they are. They never accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place. So it is expected that they will do whatever they want to do. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, if you look at the ayat of wa'id, the ayat of punishment, promise of punishment, the worst promise of punishment in the Quran is against whom? Against the mushrikeen? Against the kuffar? Or against the munafiqeen? Who did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you ask for forgiveness for them 70 times, 70 marra. Allah said, even if you ask, who is he saying? He's speaking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi is dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, even if you make dua for their forgiveness, not once, 70 times, Allah will still not forgive them. Allah promised to reject the dua of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Think about this. Just think about this. This came for who? Munafiqeen. Who were the munafiqeen? The munafiqeen at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were people who used to play Salatul Fajr with Takbir Ula in the first saf of Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. So, looking like a Muslim, having a Muslim name, going to the Masjid and praying Salatul Fajr or Salatul Dhuhr or Isha or whatever, is not a guarantee for anything. What is a guarantee is what is in the heart. What is a guarantee if with this, with these amal, with our appearance, with our beards and our turbans and our shara, with our salah and our sawm, if also we have ikhlasun niyyah, if also we have khashyatullah in the heart, if also the reflection of this is there in all the other actions of our lives, we don't lie, we don't cheat, we don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't make halal on ourselves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, we make the right choices, we choose the right things. If we do all of this, then insha'Allah al-musta'an, we have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept and He will forgive our sins, which we will do anyway, out of forgetfulness or whatever. laziness, but we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them, inshallah. If this is not so, if we are only outward appearance is like a Muslim, if the ibadat are like a Muslim, but if the heart is different, if our tongue when we are sitting with our friends is different, read the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, right in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about how they sit with their ila shayateenihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they sit with their shaitans. Yeah? All the ayat relating to the munafiqin. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? My point is, all those people were known as Muslims. When all those people died, Salatul Janaza was performed for them. Including for their leader, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself performed the Salatul Janaza. He led the Salatul Janaza. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his own thobe, his own shirt. The man was buried his coffin was not a piece of cloth from somewhere. His coffin was the shirt of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What has more barakah than the clothing of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What has more barakah than that? After that incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat of the Quran, Surah Tawbah. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, when he died, his son Abdullah bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, please give your shirt for my father to be buried. He was trying to find some way that his father might be forgiven. He said, please give your shirt. Rasulullah had a heart. He never said no to anybody who asked for help, whoever it was. So even though this man spent his entire life trying to cause pain and suffering to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, trying to kill him, trying to destroy his credibility, when the time came when his son asked, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam removed his shirt and gave it to him. The man was buried in that shirt. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam personally came and led the Salatul Janaza. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu came, stood in front of him and said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you leading the Salatul Janaza, this man? Please do not lead the Salatul Janaza. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umar, move aside. He said, move aside. 2-3 times, said Umar radiallahu anhu, Ya Rasulullah, please don't lead the Salatul Janaza. He said, move aside. And he led the Salatul Janaza of the man. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat of the Quran. He said, even if you ask, Salatul Janaza is what? Is dua for forgiveness. Salatul Janaza is that salah is not salah as in the salah we prayed here. That salah means blessing. That is the dua of janaza. Salatul Janaza, we call it namaz-e-janaza. It's actually a wrong translation. It's not namaz-e-janaza. It is dua-e-janaza. We are making dua. We are not making sujood. There is no ruku. There is no salah. That salah is not the salah as in this. Salah is the dua for the maghfirah of the person who died. The Salatul Janaza is the dua for maghfirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 70 times if you do also, I will not forgive. Of course, the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive, if I asked 71 times, I would have asked 71 times. That's it. That is the Nabi. That is the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But his Rabb, very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not need to reveal that ayah for this. He could have said, if Allah didn't want to forgive, he need not have forgiven, but he need not have announced this. But Allah knows why. I remind myself and you, why? Because Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was apparently a Muslim. He was a Muslim. That is why he was buried like a Muslim. Now, at the same time, Allah did not reveal an ayah like this for the others who died, for Abu Jahl or whoever. No. When Muslims disobey Allah, it angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more than when anybody else disobeys. We have to ask this question. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without whose permission a leaf cannot fall, without whose permission we cannot take a breath in, and if the breath goes in without his permission, we cannot release this breath? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows the movement of a black ant on a black rock on a dark moonless night. And this Rabb of ours, who we worship day in and day out, and who we make dua, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, he is not helping us. He is allowing those who deny him, those who speak against him, those who make shirk with him, he is permitting them to kill us. He is permitting them to slaughter us. Just happened in Muzaffarnagar. Muslim women were raped. Muslim children were killed. Why? Because they said La ilaha illallah. Because they were Muslims. But then you have to contrast it also with Muslim men in this old same city of ours who rape one other Muslim woman, who take a video of that rape, actual action, and they post it on Facebook. Muslim men doing it in this same city. So what is the difference? What is the difference? Who is worse? Then why are we surprised that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger is descending upon us? Why are we surprised? We are asking for it. We are making the, oh Allah, please be angry with me. Oh Allah, send your adab. Allah is sending the adab. Allahumma hafizna. My brothers and sisters, the idea is لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this comes why? So that you can turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, there is a solution. And what is the solution? To make tawbah. Solution is to make tawbah. When? Now. Not tomorrow, not day, to now. Make tawbah immediately. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Bring about a change in our lifestyles, in our talking, in our thinking, in our working, or be prepared one day to face those mobs and to face those crowds and to watch your own family being slaughtered before your eyes. Our choice. You want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is a way. You don't want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is another way. May Allah forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to turn towards Him. Because please also remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that even when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes on a people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save those who stand up for what is right. Allah will save those who did amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. And the dalail of this are also in the Quran. The people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved from the Bani Israel who were turned into the adab of changing of their faces happened because they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were three groups. There was one group who actually did the action, wrong action. There was another group which was silent. There was a third group which spoke against it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the group which spoke against that action, even though they were all part of the same community. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save those who make tawbah, who refuse to participate in these actions and who stand up and say this action is wrong. Please think about this before you go and participate in all kinds of tamashas that happen in the city and in our country. In the name of marriages, in the name of all kinds of khabasat, all kinds of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens in the name of marriages. And we go with shamelessness we go and we stand there and we participate in it, even though we know it is wrong. And there are those of us who go a step ahead and they try to justify that wrong. Be prepared. You are responsible for justifying, and all those who believe you and get misguided, their sin is also on your head, because you are the one who justified. Maybe they would not have done it if you did not stand there and justify it, but you did it. Masa'ib and musiba, trials and tribulations, calamities come because we invite them. They come because we ask for them. By our deeds. Nobody asks with his tongue. By our deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I do not change the good condition of a people until they change it themselves. My brothers, I remind you and remind myself, let us not invite disaster. Let us live our lives in a way where instead of that we invite the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We invite the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We invite the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.